This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Morning, Giles. So our podcast is slightly different this week because we are no longer just Giles Corran Has No Idea.
No, but wait a minute.
What?
I've got to record the top of it. The bit we're doing a new thing where...
I'm sorry, I thought we weren't recording a top thing.
No, we are.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Did you? We were talking about how the top of the show is really boring.
Yes.
And it just goes, whatever
it
goes.
It's annoying and it's
too long.
Welcome
to Giles Corran Has No Idea, where I'm in my kitchen. But we're going to do a whole new thing.
Mm.
So, and we're going to record it now.
Okay.
So we're going to tell our podcast listeners, you're listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea. And then you said every time for 28 fucking times, it's not because I literally have no idea, because this is the part of the week when I get back from my car. And we're going to change all of that.
Fine, okay.
Okay, so we're going to go straight in like this, okay? They're listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea, which is a podcast about finding a column to write during the... Fuck. You're listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea, which was your idea...
My idea.
Esther Walker.
My idea.
And it's where you and I, who are husband and wife...
Unfortunately.
...talk about the things that are in the papers that I...
So you can write your stupid column later
because
and maybe give me 2 seconds peace.
Somebody has to pay the bills. We're going to drop in just like this, like some Netflix drama, right in the middle of this exciting stuff, instead of having a boring identity bit at the top.
Exactly.
And if this hasn't worked, then they'll just stick that on anyway and you'll know because it won't be there.
But the podcast is slightly different this week, isn't it? Because we're no longer just Giles Corran Has No Idea. We are the award-nominated podcast, Giles Corran Has No Idea.
We are indeed. And we have been nominated at the British Press Awards, which are the only ones that really count. And we've been nominated not Best News Podcast, because I flipped through the list and thought, I wonder if we've got any noms for anything. And I went, oh, yeah, I've been nominated for Columnist of the Year. Again, obviously boring. I mean, how many columnists are there? You couldn't. Who else could you nominate? Jay Rayner. Anyway, so we get to, you know, Hugo Rifkin, not likely. And I thought, oh, we haven't been nominated for Best News Podcast. I saw that we've been nominated for Best Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, I wasn't...
Is that what this is?
Listen, I'll take what I can get, but I don't consider this to be a lifestyle podcast. I consider this to be a very important news podcast. Anyway, that was... how I imagined it, but apparently we're lifestyle.
But I don't think you should make a face like that, like as if that was a bad thing.
It's just my face.
Yeah, true.
What's wrong with a lifestyle podcast? You're quite right.
Sex and the City is a lifestyle show.
Yes.
6 o'clock News is a news show. You know, ratings do not lie.
Actually, what do I know? I haven't actually listened to any other podcasts, so I don't know what they're like.
Do you know what any of the other podcasts are on
There's
it?
One from the... No, not really. There's one from The Sun, but I don't know.
Is there?
What's that about?
I don't know.
Coronavirus, send them all home.
Well, we're not really like them. Well, it's page 3 on the radio. Can't be much fun. It's a massive pair of jubblies coming in here. She's whipping. Oh, she's got them out. They're huge. They've got nipples.
Famously, they don't have page 3 anymore.
Yeah, not for a while, but that's...
Something else.
Piss on my joke then.
Sorry.
I don't care. Maybe they do have them on the podcast. Maybe it's ladies with their boobs out.
Talking. That's the only way they can do page 3 now.
Yeah,
just to have the page 3 girls talking when you have to imagine them with no top on.
Get yours out.
No, thank you. Right.
Right. Well, I'm glad it's a lifestyle podcast because there's nothing in the news.
Oh, well, I've got says you.
Oh, really? Have you been through the papers says on the top of the podcast?
I've been through the papers for you and I've got you some really fun ideas.
Have you? I've got some lifestyle stories.
First of all, some personal news, possibly not for a column, but some...
Is this personal news you're giving to me?
Really good news.
Are you pregnant?
For you. No. What do you mean? How would that be good news?
I was going to say, how would that be possible? It would be great news.
Today, in the Daily Mail, page 28, doctors at the University of Manchester think they have found, not quite a cure, but a way to alleviate chronic coughing.
Oh, really?
And who's got a chronic cough? A chronic cough being defined as a cough that lasts for more than 8 weeks.
As opposed to eight years.
Exactly.
I can't think because my brain is so blown by the fact that you haven't coughed for minutes.
I'm almost dying with the effort of not coughing, okay?
Is this true? I don't believe you. What page? 28?
Page 28 of the Daily Mail today. Doctors at the University of Manchester have discovered a drug called gefapixant, a little-known Asterix character.
Say what? Go
it
on.
Reduces coughing by a percentage. It doesn't eradicate it completely, but it does reduce it. Anyway, that's not for your column, but it is very good news for you and also for me and also for anyone else who suffers from a chronic cough, which is actually quite a lot of people. So not that interesting, but you
but
know.
Also on that page, but on the page
considering page, we're a lifestyle podcast, yeah. I thought we'd put some lifestyle.
Maybe we can get sponsored by
gefapixant.
What is it called? Where is it? Is it just pronounced it completely wrong?
I often get the emphasis on the wrong syllable of words, so it... Oh, sorry. I haven't ordered anything for ages.
I'll go.
Okay, thank you.
You keep talking.
It might be a serial killer. I hope it's a serial killer. Yeah, it's going to be a delivery from me and Joel's going to go nuts. He's going to, you have ordered something. What is it, darling?
Boring penguin book. Well, not boring.
Not for me, thank God. I was like, oh, ha ha ha, yes, all those jeans I forgot that I ordered when I was drunk. Okay, right, so there was a story a few days ago, Justin Webb warning the Today programme that they shouldn't chase after younger listeners. And it was a mistake to sort of dumb down.
Ooh.
What?
Sorry, but the story this morning is Justin Webb is talking to Times Radio about coming over.
Shut up.
That's proper. Oh my God, BBC that's proper. Today that's programme amazing. Carries Justin Webb's in talks about potentially leaving the corporation after 36 years.
Hubba hubba. Another Justin Webb, full glamour. Tits out.
He's 59. Look at him. Fuck off.
He's looking good.
The Daily Mail gets to the grist with Radio 4 presenter Justin Webb warns BBC bosses they risk destroying radio in their bids to appeal to younger listeners. That's literally the Daily Mail headline. The truth is that Justin Webb has, Today presenter, has just said, in going after youth, which James Pennell has been doing for some time, or the head of BBC Radio, sometime, we all know, Justin Webb said they're going a bit too far. They're cutting the money to the core programmes in favour of, quote, bite-sized chunks for the, quote, youth audience. And that'll be Justin who said that, and that's a bit of a 90s coinage, isn't it, youth audience. Will weaken the case for the licence fee. So Justin Webb's complaining that by trying to woo younger listeners with shorter, more stupid items, because that's what young people want, they're damaging Radio 4.
But I think if people...
When BBC bosses say the young aren't listening to BBC Radio anymore, says Webb, and we have to treat this as an emergency and run around as if our pants are on fire, my first reaction is, hey, what took you so long?
So that's what Justin Webb said about the Today programme. And I thought, as a column, you could say, right, I am going to... You know, Justin Webb is wrong. I think you should go after the youth vote or whatever. And then describe ways in which you can dumb down your column for a youth audience.
A youth audience.
And then eventually become more and more silly until you're writing for Kitty and Sam. That might be quite funny.
So it's...
The tone and content is up to you. You're the writing monkey. I just do the ideas.
The writing monkey?
Yeah. I wonder if you sat in your office for 100 years, you'd eventually write Shakespeare. And
what do you think
names?
About the story on page 8 of the something that I saw about Christian Louboutin and his shoes?
Yeah.
Which are actually in... What did he say?
I think he said there's something, some old... The same old crap that they...
You're trying to appeal to young people. So you have to say... Christian Louboutin, the designer of the famous shoes with the spiky heels and the red soles underneath, which was worn in Sex in the City and shows actually listened to by young people, has said something exciting.
But the thing is that
you have loads of pictures of naked. What about...
But Christian Louboutin heels, darling, are not for young people because young people wear trainers and also Christian Louboutin heels are incredibly expensive.
Okay, so...
I think you're going to struggle to...
Let's appeal to young people. Okay, free trainers with your next episode. Listen clearly to this episode and we'll do a quiz. And if you get it right, you can win some sneakers. No, they don't call them sneakers. What do they call them? Nike Air Jordans. That's quite old, isn't it?
They're very much back.
Oh, no, they're not. Only old people like you think they're back.
But darling, I think you're missing...
I'm looking for youth stories.
I think you're missing the point.
No, not that one.
Right. Don't go into that one.
Yizzles. That's not for young people at all. Does anything good happen to anybody? Ah, Clooney's coffee beans are picked by child labourers. So children will be interested in that. Careful, youth people.
I think you've missed the point.
I'm just looking for a youth story. I'm looking in the Daily Mail. That may be the wrong place.
This is about dumbing down your column, darling, not dumbing down the podcast.
Okay.
Because you've got to write a column, remember, tomorrow?
So you mean write a column? Oh, God, I should have got to write a column. So write a column about the news aimed at an increasingly young...
Exactly. I do faintly feel like you might have done that column before.
I've done all the columns before. I just need one story that I can make a joke about. Seagulls. No. Oh, look, so schools face closure in coronavirus action plan. Woohoo!
Yes, because school's out.
School's out. Yay! Three. School's out. Hey, kids, let's all start coughing a lot and pretending to have been in Northern Italy, and school will be closed tomorrow.
You could write your column in the style of the Beano.
That's good.
They've got lots and lots of examples. Sorry, Giles
nearly fell off chair in excitement of reaching Tobino.
Awesome. Prank your teachers.
Prank your teachers with a cough and a thing. Yeah. Get the Beano, get this free surgical mask gift. Instead of like bandit highwayman mask, scary Chinese style doesn't really work at all surgical mask. Mm-hmm. Everyone wears them to school. Mm-hmm. School will be closed down.
Exactly. And then just a series of fart jokes, which is all that Kitty and Sam actually want to read.
Exactly. In fact, Donald Trump, which is his favourite, obviously his favourite thing. Yeah. Sam was telling me in the car today that, did you know that the average fart leaves your bum at 7 miles an hour? Oh, he's made it, because we all know that sneezes come out really fast.
Yeah.
Do farts come out that slowly?
Well,
Sam thinks it's fast, because when we go for our runs round the block, when I'm running and he's cycling, we try to get up to, we try to do like 7 or 8 miles an hour. So he thinks that's really quick. But can we run faster than a fart? This is his main preoccupation.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
This is the sort of thing that Justin Webb is worried about. We're now talking about the speed. Does a fart really leave your bum? I could try, in the course of this podcast, I'll try and squeeze one out.
Right.
You measure it. Okay. No, but it's for the podcast. So I will put my bum at one end of the table and I will fart. And what you have to do is put some cotton wool on the table and measure how long the cotton wool that I've farted on takes to travel to the other end of the table. And we'll do that instead of... You know, look, you're laughing, Lucy's laughing. Imagine, Justin Webb's wrong. This works for middle-aged people in the media. If it works for us, this is great. Look, this is perfect.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, hi, Mo Tenzing. Why don't you do one of yours?
Well, one of those I've seen you've done as well.
Which is what?
Well, this thing about cars on the front of the Times.
Oh, yes. So expensive car... People who drive expensive cars... are absolutely, scientifically, less considerate drivers.
Expensive car drivers more dangerous to pedestrians. It's saying that they are less likely to stop at zebra crossings. After observing nearly 500 drivers, psychologists discovered that the value of a car was the best... Because, you know, I have feelings about the kinds of people that let you stop on zebra crossings, the kind... You know,
Feelings about zebra crossings, yes.
I've got feelings about zebra crossings. But now... And I think men are more likely to raise their hand and thank you for letting them cross the zebra than a woman who possibly doesn't want to engage with some crazy driver or possibly feels more entitled to cross the road or something like that. The various things, I tend to think, you know, anyway, I have the various prejudices regarding it, but it turns out that the best predictor of whether a motorist would give way is the value of the car. The odds of them allowing a pedestrian to cross, as required by law, decreased by 3% for every £800 increase in the vehicle's value.
That was a very funny statistic. And that, my favourite bit, it comes at the end. Have you read that?
In another recent study, Jan-Erik Lundqvist of the University of Helsinki asked nearly 2,000 people about their car and wealth and questions to gauge personality traits. The results, he said, were unambiguous. I don't know if I can do a Finnish accent, but still. Self-centred men who are argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable and lacking in empathy are much more likely to own a high-status car such as an Audi, BMW or Mercedes.
But not a Jaguar.
Not a Jaguar, which we don't own. We only have it on a lease.
We only have it.
And we're buying a new Jaguar next month, but it's electric.
Yeah.
Which shows that I'm considerate.
Which is very weird because you are absolutely 100% self-centred, argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable and lacking in empathy. I think you've got the wrong car, darling.
Go fuck yourself.
But how is that a column, I wonder?
I don't know.
Okay, fine.
You just marked it out in the paper because you wanted to say that?
I thought it was funny. Okay, two more. Okay, this one is a good one, which is a new book called Wayfinding by a guy called Michael Bond. He's a science journalist. And he argues that biology has got nothing to do with whether you've got a good sense of direction or not. So there's the old trope of women have got a bad sense of direction and men have got a better sense of direction. And he says it's got nothing to do with biology. It's to do with culture and education, right? So because girls are not given Meccano and Lego to play with when they are little, their sense of spatial awareness and which way is north and whatever is compromised. And
so to be clear, you're saying that he says it is true that women have a less good sense of direction, but it's because they weren't given the right toys.
Whereas
there are people who also think that it's true that women have a worse sense of direction, and it's genuinely innate, it's evolved, it's because back in the day, when the man had to find his way home from the mammoth slaughter, he developed these. Whereas the wife who just stayed home brewing the mammoth
broth. And he still won't ask for directions, because if you ask for directions from someone, he might kill you and steal your mammoth. This is the kind of thing my mum loves. She's very kind of atavistic about all this kind of stuff.
We're working from the basis of a relationship in which, very unusually, neither member of this marriage has a sense of direction.
So this is our problem. So we when we first got together, and I knew we were perfect for each other because we were both awful people. One of the things, and we have things about us that complements the other. You can't find anything in the house. You don't know where anything is. And I know I have a photographic.
But that's the thing it says in that piece that you're talking about that women can do.
Yes, and I know. I'm just using an example. I'm just trying to develop a point. Can you shut up?
Yeah.
So and then you are better at other things that I'm not very good at. Could you
name something that I'm better at than you?
Well, I don't want to because I know that you're not good at it. You just have to do it.
Like what?
Paperwork. Opening post.
Oh, do you mean like cancelling the papers for the week we're away, not cancelling for the week after we get back, so that when we come back from our week-long holiday, there's 48 newspapers wedged up against the door and we can't get the door open, and you go, oh, I wonder why they've done that. And then you go, okay, fine, that's one thing, we throw all the papers away, it doesn't really matter. Next morning, back in England, great, can't read through the paper, there's no papers. Sorry. Yes, sorry, you're right, I'm better at organising things.
You have better attention to detail than I do.
You make that sound so boring.
That you're just hearing that. I don't know why.
Because you're also kind of wild and crazy and exciting and romantic.
No, that's not true.
And I'm it's fine.
No,
I'll
that's
just
not true. That's
up.
Not true. That's something that you're hearing within yourself, and I'm sorry about it, but it's fine. You're going to see your shrink this afternoon. You can go and tell her about it, okay? So, but a thing that... So, early on in our relationship, I had to buy us a sat-nav because I thought, oh my God, if we don't buy a sat-nav, we literally can't stay married because the arguments we used to have in the car about... Because I can't read maps, and I also, at the time, I couldn't drive.
It was really, really handy. I mean, luckily you had other things, but a wife who can't read a map and can't drive.
It was a bad situation. So I got us a sat-nav and it saved everything. Now sat-navs are really amazing and we've got Waze, which can tell you where the traffic is.
But do you remember when we got the sat-nav, we used to argue, the sat-nav had a woman's voice and I felt she was on your side. And we used to argue about whether the sat-nav was right. So the sat-nav would choose a route.
Well, a thing that people do now is that the sat-nav says, go this way, and they go, I don't think I will actually. And you go the other way and you say, shall I follow her or not? And I just say, darling, you either, it's up, you are driving, you follow her, you don't follow her, don't ask me. If I was driving, I would just blindly follow the sat-nav. Because if and I get myself into trouble, I can't get out of it because I don't know where I'm going.
The worst bit's just the drives and I don't do what the sat-nav says or I don't hear what it says and then we end up in a massive traffic jam because I wasn't just... That. Because you want to have the sound on, but I can't bear... Anyway.
Anyway, it's a whole thing. I'm sure this will ring lots of bells for lots of our listeners. But Michael Bond says in his book, by outsourcing navigational skills to apps like Waze, we are sleepwalking into a cognitive crisis. I would like Michael Bond to do a car journey with both of us with no sat-nav. And yes, we might be walking into a cognitive crisis, but we're still married. Fine. I wonder, I think there might be a column to be done about navigating and if not, just a, like funny stories strung together.
Here's a possible fun thing. Do you see that? You must have seen the story that seagulls...
Yes.
There's a whole seagulls have been in the news for years now because they're like, attacking too many urban seagulls, too many attacks on humans, taking the food. Yeah. This kind of thing. Seagulls actually, it's been in tests, prefer
they want your chips.
Food that's been touched by humans.
Yeah.
So they did a test with flapjacks, some that have been handled by humans, some that hadn't, and like 90% of the seagulls went for the ones that have been handled.
Yeah.
Because they want food, just like... Our cats.
Our cats,
who,
yes,
we sit down for dinner, we put their food in the bowl, Mo, Tenzing and Iris, we put their delicious... We have been through
so many
12, 15
of food, yeah.
different kinds of cat food, honing out all the ones they don't like with a slightly different approach, which based very similar to our parenting, where Esther says, let's just find the one they like and give it to them. And I think, let's persuade them to like... They've still got to finish the ones they don't like before they're allowed to have the ones they... But anyway, they love Felix, who are welcome to sponsor this podcast if they want. They like Felix, and what's the other one?
They like
Purina.
It's called Purina
Gourmet.
They
like Purina Gourmet, but they don't like the actually expensive Royal Canin. They don't really like. But anyway, the ones they do like. But you put that out. But then we sit down. This morning, I fed the cat. I put the beautiful Purina Gourmet like truffles and ox heart with jelly. I mean, I wanted to eat it.
Yeah.
But then I made myself, because I'm vegan till 6 p.m. a bowl of muesli with oat milk, and it crunched like crunching through fucking gravel.
Like an ox.
And the both cats appeared, meow,
yeah.
leaving this in front of me, and their little tongues went into this fucking milk made from oats, poured over oats with some giant Brazil nuts. So disgusting that I do to try and save the planet and help myself poo. And the cats just... And we can't let them eat that because I think that's the stuff that makes Iris's poo sticky and sticks to the long hair around her bum, which is matter for another podcast.
It sure is. Now, I wonder...
But it's, so otherwise... And, like, you know how in restaurants... We get to restaurants. It's like the seagulls have this thing that I have. I get to a restaurant and I think I'll have the sea bass with a side of greens. Esther has the cheeseburger.
How dare you? I do not eat that
Sam has the cheeseburger. Yeah. Whoever anybody else has, Esther has the steak. I just reach out. I've got to eat their food. Mm. Food off somebody else's plate tastes better.
It's like someone else's newspaper. Like, I know why this is relevant for humans. It's a theory about why even if two toddlers have identical pens, they will want the other one's pen. Because humans are programmed to learn by copying other people. And obviously it goes a bit wonky and awry. So in terms of what you want, they want the pen because they think it's better because they're trying to learn from other people. But it goes a bit askew because all they're doing is snatching
the seagulls, same pen. So when seagulls come after your food, they're like King Louie in the Jungle Book, really. They want to be like me, E.E. They think if they can be like Jiley if they eat his...
I don't think so. I think what that probably is that you leave minute traces of extra salt and other like particles on the chips that they find.
I think seagulls are just getting hip to the notion of the sharing plate. we'll go to any restaurant and they won't. They can have a start and a main course. No, we recommend 3 to 4 courses each. Yeah. 3 to 4 platefuls.
But you have to share it with this seagull.
You have to share. It's the ultimate hipster sharing restaurant.
Yeah, with a
seagull.
Yeah,
yeah. And they sit down in front of you. That's quite a good seagull.
Thank you. Well, when they stand in the...
And so I think I'm going to have the quinoa salad with avocado thing, and I'm going to have the nduja pizzetta, and possibly the white bait, and... And then, like, if the seagull... And the pimentas de padron.
Huge flapping wings. Flap, flap, flap. Because seagulls...
Have you been to this pier before, sir? We operate a sharing principle. You buy some fish and chips and these fucking seagulls come and eat it all.
Come and eat it for me. Well, the seagulls are actually terribly scary. But how is that a column? It isn't.
Did you not find my hilarious thing about sharing plates? It's maybe not 1,000 words.
It's not 1,000 words, darling. I'm sorry.
But it's like 100-word like blobber on the end.
That's a possibility. My last story, which I like and makes me laugh so much, and I don't know why, because it's actually kind of like quite a tragic story. So the Times Today, page 34, Tyra Banks, who is the creator and host of the show America's Next Top Model, which I'm sure you've never seen, darling, but it's basically, it's like Top Chef, but for models. She has opened...
It sounds great.
She's opened a modelling... She's opened a modelling theme park, right? So it's not like you go in and there are models behind bars and you look at them or whatever. It's not one of those. You go in order to experience life as a model. But I wonder why on earth anyone would want to be go along and pay to be told that they're too fat or sent to bunga bunga parties or be drugged and abused by male photographers. It doesn't sound like any fun to me. But anyway, it's called Model Land.
No, it's not. And where is it?
Yes, it's called Model Land.
Does it have theme park? Does it have rides? As it were.
It has all sorts of things where you go and you get like makeup put on you and you like have a professional photo shoot done and stuff. And then she says that, you know, people can go and like she wants to like redefine the idea of beauty, because when she was a young model, she was basically told that she was too flat and she couldn't do things because she was black. So she wants to kind of give other people who may not naturally look like models an experience of being, you know, celebrated as a model. And then she says you can do this and it's all going to be really positive. And then the most intriguing thing was that you can have an eventful meal. I don't really want my meals to be eventful.
You mean,
but I'm glad she's going to let people eat something, which is great.
So
Model Land.
Don't models eat? Don't models eat cotton wool soaked in orange juice?
It's very, very hard to get any truth about what models eat, because some of them genuinely they're that shape and they eat perfectly normally.
This is the most. She wants. Banks has said she wants to bring model. She American.
She
wants to bring modeling to the masses. I mean,
look, do you know what? In some ways, I think it could be sort of brilliant on a professional photo shoot, not like on a newspaper photo that we're like, stand there, sharp, smile. You know, on an actual magazine photo shoot, you come out feeling amazing. Like maybe it's a great idea.
And they're all going to get sort of perved over by property developers and stuff. And invite, you know,
I don't know if the column attached to this could either be a load of jokes about why would anyone want to go to Model Land, where people just tell you that you need to lose weight and that you're too ugly to be a model. You know, why would anyone? You know, the actual reality of being a model, which is probably absolutely horrible.
Sorry, I mean, look, Jesus fuck, while you're talking, I'm sorry that I'm not respectful. I can't believe it. What it is often, it's still not satisfied. Then you can live a quote fantasy and dream for a day. This takes some planning. Before you arrive, you have a personal consultation with a Model Land fashion and beauty expert. Once on site, you'll enjoy extra wardrobe changes. Enjoy taking your clothes off and putting them on again in some fucking theme park. Additional high fashion photographs and veiled VIP seating. Because everyone goes to a nightclub and it's all shit, and then there's a boxed off rubbish area which is equally shit, but you can't get in, so you want to, because you can't get in unless you're a model. So in Model Land, there'll be people they've hired to stand around being miserable in part of a club that they can part to show you through to go into the VIP bit. Except, you know, it's not really, it's only a theme park.
And you pay, I suppose everyone pays for it in the end.
Instead of the orange drink and the treats.
I didn't understand that. I think that's been, the report's been cut. So
it's been filed from Los Angeles by Ben Hoyle, some sub-editor at the Times in London, unable to believe his eyes, has been cutting, this is bollocks, and cut out. It says, but you can savour a handcrafted Model Land elixir and an assortment of artisanal truffles.
Is that what
people sitting around on sort of housing estates, all sort of fat, eating nachos, thinking that what a model does is eat artisanal. They dream of the things that models get to eat.
Yeah.
The column is Model Land. Things you can never be, like, so there'd be other lands.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously the first thing I thought was journalist land.
No one wants to be a journalist, or do they?
Yeah, they do. Media land is funny, isn't it? Or
so what would you get up at Media Land and find out what it's like to claim your beer on expenses by pretending to have been in the pub with a contact.
Exactly.
When actually you're with your mates and you've got £23.49 worth of beer and pork scratchings all free. Except, will the managing editor notice? Will they ask who the contact was? Will you have to make up a story?
Will you have to literally say, I don't reveal my sources?
Which only journalists have ever done to protect the fact they were actually taking a girl out for a meal.
And or simply lying or making it up.
Just embezzling the money. Other jobs that you might want to... What are the jobs that people really want to do? Royal land.
Yes. Experience. Funny. Hang on. Look, you've got to do a series of these. It's got to be, I stumbled across some brochures for some other lands.
That's what I just said, isn't it? Yeah, no, good idea. Your idea, darling, correct.
Rich people land. Billionaire land. You sit in a room and talk to your lawyers about the litigation that you're launching against your next door neighbour
You plan the basement triple thing that you're going to dig to put your Ferraris in.
Exactly. You sit
and complain about how your friends only hang out with you because of your money.
You sit for 2 hours on your mobile phone trying to completely reorganise your travel plans because your helicopter needs to refuel in Gstaad to get you to your meeting in Ireland, and it's very inconvenient.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, that's all they do.
And setting up your and then royal land, and these are all places where you spell where they all have to make it in special graphics with a capital L. But in Prince now, royal land, that's where you wake up one morning and you are a glamorous prince and princess, but you've decided you want to pay your own way because you want to go and live in Canada for no explicable reason.
You sit in a room with your husband.
Well, everyone's mean to you on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. And they just sit there writing endless blog posts about the Queen has no jurisdiction in Canada over the use of the word, as she actually does. She owns Canada, so sorry.
Not owns, it's Commonwealth. Doesn't own it anymore, just kind of...
No, but the Queen 100% has jurisdiction over Canada.
Is that what Meg did? I saw something.
Yes, it was extremely funny. They just do these mad...
And this is when Meghan literally suggested that the Queen wasn't... It wasn't up to the Queen, because they want to have their brand Sussex Royal.
They desperately do, and they're not allowed because they can't use the word royal. And she said, actually, in Canada, the Queen has no jurisdiction. She has total jurisdiction over Canada and all sorts of other countries.
Considering
as well.
That her face is on their money,
exactly.
I've got to say, that's pretty big shit, Meg.
That is basically why monarchs have their face on money.
They can just make it change it from Sussex Royal to Sussex Royal, like a Royal with cheese.
Like a Royal with cheese.
Or just spell it Rochal with a J, spell it with two L's.
And put like an umlaut somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be actually really fitting, seeing as they're German. Sussex Royal.
Yeah. Royal land. Brilliant. So places you can go to experience how wonderful it is to be one of the things you really want to be and discover actually that it's shit.
And the reality is shit. Yes, I think that's really funny. I think that's a good one, good strong one.
Yeah, disgusted of Tunbridge Wells, who's a literal person who comments on my below the line of my columns, will go, listicle! Columnist land.
Yeah, drivel.
Columnist land.
Garbage.
Work really, really hard for days discussing with your wife the idea, then writing it, honing it, writing the jokes, and then sit back while people tweet, does he actually get paid for this drivel? He only got the job because of his father. Not funny. Listicle.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
C minus, Corin. Must
Much
try
prefer
harder.
Prefer Hugo Rifkin.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Ditchmont. If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcasts to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.